Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're the friend you bug to death about sports.
We never get annoyed with you.
Well, we might hang up.
Bob and Jeff, the drive afternoons at 4 on KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
Now remember, the music this week is picked randomly by
Alexa.
She didn't hear me.
She didn't hear me, so that's good. Another one bites the dust from Queen. Good job, Alexa.
Well, there we go. No, she did hear you.
Uh-oh.
She did hear you. Here she goes, and she's going to start playing it.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Oh, boy. Boy, you talk about hearing.
You covered your mouth and everything.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Oh, that's great.
All right, Jamin has brought the goods. It is Max.
Time to play the game. Time to play the game.
It is time to play the game. This is normally a Tuesday feature of the show, but when you got Jamin in... Jamin's world famous for his game.
Well,
now Jeff will balk at that. He will say that he should be also world famous. We'll hear his game tomorrow.
Well, and I don't want to put any pressure on him, but
you like this game.
I enjoy this one. This is favorite. This is one of Jeff's favorites too. So we're gonna play. Am I crazy?
That's the name
of the game. Am I crazy? That's the name
of the
game.
Am I crazy?
And I'm gonna give you thing I feel, and you're going to tell me if I'm crazy or not.
All right. Chances are I will.
Exactly. That's kind of the point of the game. Some of these are a little bit more outlandish than others. Am I crazy for thinking that Andy Reid won't win another Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it may well be that he won't. It's very hard to win Super Bowls. All the chips have to fall in the right place. But I don't know how you could not see the Chiefs as a strong favorite.
I didn't say the Chiefs. I said Andy Reid.
Oh, well, he's not going to coach anywhere else.
Exactly. But are the Chiefs going to win one later on without him?
Wait, repeat your question.
Am I crazy for thinking that Andy Reid won't win another Super Bowl? The Chiefs, Andy Reid doesn't have to coach them for the length of Patrick Mahomes' career. I'm just saying I don't think Andy Reid will win another one.
Well, he's going to have Patrick Mahomes for the foreseeable future. I don't think he'll coach anywhere else.
You think he's going to coach a while then?
Yes. Okay. He'll coach another 5 years.
Okay.
And he will win at least one more Super Bowl.
So you think I'm crazy?
So I think you're a little bit crazy. Although, if I had to bet, I'd probably take the field.
Okay. For next year.
It'd be a tough bet, though.
Yeah.
If you force me to bet, and said, you got to bet the Chiefs. How much money are you willing to bet on them winning another Super Bowl within the course of Andy Reid's career?
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably bet $100.
I'm not that crazy then, because you're only betting $100. That's
$1,000?
Not, all right, not that crazy. Okay.
Yeah, but $100?
But I'm a little.
A little crazy.
A little crazy.
Not totally crazy.
But just a little bit. That's fair. Am I crazy for not caring if there's college football or not?
Well, you're not a college football fan.
Right.
My son's not a college football fan. For me, college football is behind college basketball, Major League Baseball, maybe even the NBA, although college football is probably ahead of – it's probably number three on my in
is
my
pecking
order.
Is it ahead of
order.
The NFL?
No, it's
so
number
it's fourth.
Four.
So it's
four. It's four.
Okay.
But it's close to the NFL. I would definitely miss college football. I like Saturdays in college football
sure.
season.
Sure.
I like watching an 11 o'clock – I used to cover college football every Saturday, so I didn't get to watch much of it on TV.
Right.
But – the wall-to-wall stuff and the different conferences, I would definitely – yeah, you're crazy.
I'm a little crazy.
You're moderately crazy on that.
But for me, college football isn't fourth. It's probably sixth.
What's ahead of it?
Baseball, basketball, both college and pro, the NFL, and golf, all five.
Golf's in my mix too, but only the majors.
Okay, and that's – okay, so a golf major. I would rather watch a golf major than an average college football game. I would rather probably watch an average college football game than a regular golf tournament. So it's probably kind of tied because I'm not going to watch an average
right.
golf tournament rather than –
Now, I lock into majors
sure.
in golf.
Sure.
I love golf. But I don't so much. You're kind of crazy.
Well, it probably stems from the fact that I don't have a college football team.
That could be it.
My alumni, I'm a Wichita State alumni, so I don't have a football team. I went to college. It would change my perception.
And nor do I. But I went to Wichita State.
But I think it would change my perception.
Maybe.
Even if my college was a terrible football team. Even if I went to KU.
Could.
You know, but I still think there would be some allegiance there.
Moderately crazy.
Moderately. Well, two in a row, moderately crazy.
No, the first one was just a little bit.
Oh, okay, moderately.
This is moderately.
Should I give you a scale? All right. Am I crazy for liking the runner on second base to start extra innings?
I've seen it a couple times. I get why they do it. No, I don't think you're crazy. I think it's okay.
You kind of warming up a little bit?
A little bit.
You were kind of anti a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, but and we can't have 15-inning games right now.
Right.
Not those aren't good for anybody. So the problem I have, it's fairly easy to score a run from
sure.
second base with no outs. So
right.
you could still have 15 innings if everybody just
well,
decides to bunt them over.
I think the longest I've seen has been 12.
Yeah. So I'm okay with
you're
it.
You're okay
I
with
don't
it.
Think you're crazy.
Now, am I crazy for wanting it to continue?
Yes.
Okay.
We don't want that.
You don't want that forever.
In the future of
and
the game.
You know what? I don't think I do either. But I think I would call myself crazy if I said that. But I was ambivalent. I was in the middle, kind of where you are now. And I've gone even more over to going, I really kind of like this as a neat
yeah,
wrinkle.
Yeah, I don't
wrinkle.
Mind it for this season. But I would not be in favor of adopting it for future
no.
full seasons
now,
of Major League
now,
Baseball.
Now, as an aside, would you be a fan of adopting seven-inning doubleheaders?
No, absolutely not.
No, okay.
I love doubleheaders. Back in my time when I was growing up, they were commonplace.
Sure.
And I love doubleheaders. But now the game, it's gotten it's too dollar-oriented.
Right.
And they don't want to give fans two games for the price of one.
Sure. So they do day nights and they split
right.
they split the gate and all of that.
And that's a shame. Every
yep.
team should play three doubleheaders a season.
And not day night.
Right. Three doubleheaders per
see,
season.
See, the Yankees played a doubleheader over the weekend on Saturday. They played a doubleheader and there was 35 minutes between games.
That's and
it
that's
was fantastic.
Beautiful. Right.
It was 6 hours.
That's how it used to be.
In a 6 hour span, there was and a half hours of baseball.
I attended several doubleheaders in my life. And they get finished with the first game. They go into the clubhouse. They get cleaned up. They put on a different uniform.
And back,
they come back,
back
out and they're ready to play.
I loved it. I loved it. I thought this is fantastic. And I don't mind the seven innings for this season. But
no,
I totally agree with
this
you.
Season it's okay.
I agree with you. I'm not a fan of that one. I would at all. I don't think that's a future change that I care about. All right, so I'm not crazy at all for that one. I feel good about myself now.
Good.
Am I crazy for missing obscure Olympic sports?
No.
Okay.
Like what? What do you count as
man.
Obscure? I miss track and field.
That's my favorite
time.
Part of the Olympics.
Track and field and gymnastics are the two that I miss the most.
Right.
You're probably talking about what?
Well, I'm talking about handball and badminton and water polo and fencing.
Those are fine.
Diving's not really obscure, but I mean, just the more obscure the Olympic sport, I think the more I tend to like it. Sumo wrestling and all of the oddballs. Curling in the Winter Olympics, curling and biathlon and just the weird stuff. I don't know why, but I love watching a sport that I know nothing about and that I'm only going to watch every four years.
I don't
think
you're crazy for missing those. They're Olympic sports, for crying out loud. There are people all around the world who train in these sports to try to win medals and compete. So, no.
I love that there's these little pocket communities of people that only play this sport, that specialize in this sport, and they could be Joe on the street, and you would never know. That guy's an Olympic water polo player.
Because the Olympics are only held every 4 years, it's not like we even miss it this year because we're used to not having.
Right.
But think of it. We're not having the Olympics.
Right now. Right now would be the Olympics.
Yeah. I think today or yesterday would have been the closing ceremony.
Yeah, we just would have gone through it. And we're going to get the Olympics, hopefully, next year followed immediately by another Winter Games. So we'll get back-to-back Olympics. I just love the – and people look at me weird, but that's the – I don't care about gymnastics and track and field.
Well, they may be looking at you weird for other reasons.
Well, that's true. Probably because I think Andy Reid won't win another Super Bowl and I don't care if there's college football. Am I crazy – for not missing movie theaters?
At your age, yes. At my age, I don't necessarily miss them because I wasn't going as often anyway. But when I was your age, I was going
all the time.
Every weekend for sure. Multiple times per week. Two or three times a week.
Right.
You're crazy. You're crazy for not. For not missing those movie theaters.
Yeah.
At your age, you should be missing them.
Fair enough. And I just have found myself this summer, that's been the last thing that I've been thinking about, because there were movies that were supposed to come out this summer in the theaters that I was probably going to see. Wonder Woman 1984 was one I was going to see. Christopher Nolan had a movie coming out, Tenet, that I was... I mean, there were several movies that I was thinking about seeing. The Tom Hanks Greyhound, the movie where he's the ship captain that now they're doing on Apple TV. There's been several that I've looked at, but that's been the last. I haven't been sitting around going, man, I wish I could go to the theater this weekend. So that's, I must be nuts because I must be in the minority there.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I'm a little nuts.
That made me a little angry.
I'm sorry. See, this is the point of this game, though. We determine how crazy I am, and we determine how angry you are about my craziness.
How many more you got?
I got one more for you.
One more.
We're going to the NBA. Am I crazy for thinking that Denver or Dallas is going to win an NBA title in the next 3 years?
Well, no. But it's so hard to tell where the superstars are going to decide that they want to play. I don't think it'll be either Denver or Dallas. They'll have to win it based on the players they have right now.
Sure.
Because the superstars probably aren't going to say.
Dallas has a small chance.
That
income tax in Texas might pull somebody in.
But basketball in Texas is an afterthought.
I know, but Houston and Dallas and San Antonio have all three been successful for decades.
They have been.
They've won NBA titles. All three
Dallas
franchises.
Dallas potentially, and Denver has a heck of a young team. They could win it potentially next year. Denver could be the favorite going into however that season's going to look.
In the last 26 years, Texas has won 8 NBA titles.
That's amazing.
Between the three franchises.
It depends a lot on what happens with the Bucks. Does Giannis stay there?
Yeah, that's true.
If he decides, well, I want to go play with whomever.
Sure.
With Devin Booker. In Phoenix, with the Knicks.
Yeah, right. They team up.
Who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah.
The next wave of superstars, TJ Warren made, I mean, he's right. been the best player in the bubble.
Right.
I couldn't have told you where he went to college before
right.
a couple of weeks ago. Who knows what the next wave of star players is going to do. But Denver, based on the merit of its team right now,
right,
and Dallas to a degree, I think Denver's in a better spot than right. Dallas right now. Denver could very easily win it next season.
I would agree with you. And I think they're more likely to be the pick next year or even this year in the way the format goes. But with Doncic just being a transcendent talent for Dallas and getting better all the time, I feel like maybe in 2 or 3 years
they need another.
They're the answer.
They got a good team. They need another guy.
If Giannis or anybody else says I'm going to go to Dallas and play with Luka, they're instantly the favorite to win the title.
Oh, absolutely.
One more star, and that's.
And Mark Cuban may be able to convince somebody like that.
Yeah, that would vault you immediately into the conversation.
Somebody may say, I want to go play with that guy.
Right.
But do those two players, Giannis, don't they need some perimeter people too?
Can they coexist? That's a good question. I don't know. So to recap, little crazy, lot of crazy, not crazy at all, not crazy at all. Very crazy, and it made you angry, and not crazy.
Well, there you go. So you have to feel pretty good about
yourself. We're all over the board there.
There you go. There's the game. Am I crazy?
Am I crazy?
Brought to you by Jamin Anderson. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back and talk about whatever we want to talk about.
I really want to get into this A's Astros.
We'll get into that. A's Astros, the brawl yesterday in Oakland, the team that's won 9 in a row, by the way. We'll be back in a minute. The Drive on KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.